Prosecutors in the third day of the Fairbanks Peacemakers Militia trial spent the morning introducing evidence and interviewing an FBI agent about the items that were seized. Throughout the course of the morning, evidence revealed weapons and ammunition that was taken from a white utility trailer belonging to Barney Coleman. The trailer was taken from the ice park in Fairbanks to a garage at the airport for inspection by the FBI, ATF, and Alaska State Troopers. Photographs projected on a screen showed a white plastic container with 17 grenade bodies and fuses lying inside. A red tote box contained gas masks, bandolier-style belts with magazines of ammunition, and pieces of body armor. There were other guns and weapons as well. During a break, a conflict arose when a juror from King Salmon revealed she knew Paul and Nadia Rockwood, convicted on terrorist charges from the village. The juror was questioned by the prosecution and defense attorneys as to whether she could be fair to the FBI. She answered, "Yes, I believe so." Prosecutor Stephen Scrocky asked Judge Bryan to strike her from the jury. Scrocky was also a prosecutor in the Rockwood case and said Paul Rockwood had been charged with international terrorism and calls himself a martyr and a victim. Defense attorneys had no objections to her remaining on the jury, and Judge Bryan denied Scrocky's request, saying, "I'm satisfied by her statements that she can be fair."